Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California kettle corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California kettle corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter. And that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Does Pizza Man Dan deliver beer and wine to your house?
Yes.
Beer?
Yes.
And wine?
Yes.
To your house?
Yes.
PizzaManDans.com?
Yes.
Tequila?
No, no tequila.
Cerveza!
PizzaManDans.com.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. Of course, we talk about everything and anything, and we always love our callers calling in. So right off, I want to start off with giving you our phone number, and that phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We love to give back here on the Kim Pagano Show, and all you have to do is call in, leave us your name, your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. And of course, call what you mention what you're calling for. I hope that when you call in, that we can get you on our mailing list for our newsletters. And of course, those go out every week, and it tells you a little bit more about all the events that we are a part of, and of course, all of the gifts and talent that we have here on our show. I always like to start our show with something uplifting, and today's is what lies behind you and what lies in front of you pales in comparison to what lies inside of you. So, it is, we all have a purpose in this life. And, are you living it? Are you doing it every single day? When you wake up and you have a new clean slate, that's what life's all about. So anyways, I'm so excited to be here. If you're just tuning in for the first time, we are so grateful. We know that you have lots of choices. And of course, we talk about the brighter side of life. I do want to start off. Our first guest is Kiki Ebsen. And of course, she is in the studio again. How are you?
I'm good.
Paul Works, you are wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I brought a lot of people that were sitting at my table. And when you started to play, Wizard of Oz is kind of like an icon, and it's something that I remember as kids. We would like have a Sunday dinner, and everybody would sit down and watch it.
It was a big deal.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, big deal.
So anyway, so we'll talk a little bit about all the things you're doing, and I know that you're actually working on a Joni Mitchell project. Of course, there's another icon, and so I'm so excited to talk to you about that. Also, we're going to be talking with author Geraldine Saunders and the book the Love Boat. So we've got some fun things we're going to be talking about. I do want to remind everybody that we are here all the way till 8 o'clock. And again, please call in if you would like to be a part of our show or you would like to win something. We want to hear from you. And again, that phone number is 805-419-0008. Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways and mentions?
Yes, Kim, we do have Wings of Camrio. The air show is presented by California Aeronautical University. More than just an air show, it's about warbirds, aviation history, veterans, cool aircraft, and cool cars. It is happening Saturday and Sunday, August 19th and 20th. We have tickets to that. The Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks presents the 6th annual Brewfest. You will never have more fun donating to charity than at the Thousand Oaks Brewfest. You will experience over 19 craft breweries. The exciting event takes place at the Caneos Creek North Lakeside Park, a relaxing oasis between the well-known Thousand Oaks Library and the perfect location to enjoy all the fun brews. Thursday, August 24th, we have kettle corn, high-quality kernels. Kim has a bag of that for you. Plus, there's the 9th annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival happening Sunday, September 3rd, 11 to 4, Camrio Ranch House at 201 Camrio Ranch Road. Beautiful place for that event. Rolling Pin Donuts is with us with a dozen donuts. And finally, the LA Zoo. You can win tickets to the zoo from Kim.
There you go. And we just brought a couple more things in. Kiki brought some of her amazing CDs in. And so we're going to be giving those away. And also, we've got Surf and Suds Beer Festival tickets. And that, of course, is happening this weekend, August 12th. And that is up in Carpinteria. 11:30 to 5. And so we'd love to share those with you. So let's just start off with a CD and some Surf and Suds Beer Festival. And again, for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Live. Kiki, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about your journey, your story, and kind of, you know, your father. And I know you just did a benefit for your father last week. How did that go?
Oh, it was spectacular. We did a show at the Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center, and the show is called To Dad with Love, a tribute to Buddy Ebsen.
That's awesome. And tell everybody who Buddy Ebsen is, if they
Buddy
might
Ebsen.
Not know.
Jed Clampett
on
the Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, God, I
love Clampett. It. People really relate to that character, so they go, that was Buddy Ebsen. But he was so much more. You know, he was had already had a 30 or 40-year career in show business before that show.
Wow. He started, did you show pictures and all that? Oh, gosh.
I'm the youngest of six girls, so it was my journey to find out more about him before I was born, because he was 50 when I was born. So for me, I'd heard the stories, and he told me stories, but it's kind of like you don't listen to your parents.
Isn't that weird? I don't know until,
don't know.
God forbid, they're gone.
Yeah, I know.
And
you
then you want to know. I know. I think everybody should leave kind of their story, their life script, right?
Well,
for
I
the
lucked
kids
out.
That didn't listen, you know?
Yeah, I really, and this is an inspiration, I think, for people who have maybe an estrangement with their parents, because it wasn't just an age difference, but it was an era difference in music and culture and art and just, you know, the way we thought about life and things. And he tried, both my parents were in the arts, and they tried their best, but I ended up, you know, leaving home and joining what I call the rock and roll circus. Well, no, I was 18, but
yeah,
I split.
Okay.
But I mean, I went into rock and roll and I went on the road. My first job was with the group Chicago.
Oh, wow.
And I was
an
offstage keyboard player, and I did all their technical computer MIDI type stuff. Very different from what I do now, you know, in terms of performing on stage. So I have the background of everything. You know, I've done set painting. I can do work with computers. I can sample music. I can play and sing, and then I can do a symphony pops gig. So
multitask. I love that.
So anyway, the show was great. We added some theatrical elements. I did some dancing, which was a new piece.
How did that go for you?
Fantastic.
Ever get nervous?
Totally.
Her face. If you could have just seen her face, you know.
But you know, the nerves at this point, it just helps fuel, because once I step on stage, it's like going under. Like if you're afraid of the water when you go diving, exactly. You're scuba diving. Once you get under the water, it's all beautiful. I remember I would get nervous, and my dad actually said, "Only the good ones get nervous."
Oh,
so
I love that.
That made me happy.
Very There you go.
He was always inspiring us with these sayings, like, every day's a new ball game. But, you know, when you say about clean slate,
yeah.
you know, nobody counts you out but yourself.
So he was always very inspirational.
Very inspirational. So
do you think that's what got him through?
Absolutely. He had a tough, you know, he went to New York during the Depression. He had to drop out of med school. He was going to be a doctor, and the family ran out of money. He went to New York, and he just shuffled around New York for a while. He got kicked out of the course because he was too tall. He was different. And so he had to deal with being different and the rejection that comes from that.
What do you mean by different?
He was tall.
Okay. How tall was he?
6'2".
Okay. But nowadays, that's not really tall,
but
right?
But when you're a dancer in the chorus, that's, I mean, it's not to say, but you stick out. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
You're different at that. You're not going to be in the chorus, which led to his ultimate success. But you have to endure the rejection of, kid, you're out of here.
Did he ever talk about that with you?
No.
See?
That's the thing that why the show is so incredible, because I had to find out.
How did you find out all these?
I found a trunk of letters and memorabilia.
Of his
letters he wrote to his family.
Wow.
And so it was a gift to me, because he'd passed away and he'd always wanted me to be a jazz singer, and I wanted to sing rock and roll. So I made a jazz record for him after he passed away. And then the show came out of that.
It just gave me chills. Wow.
Show came out. So my feeling is that he gifted me this trunk,
totally,
so that I could find my true expression. Not that what I did before was not valid. It made me who I am.
Absolutely.
It stepped me away from the famous name to be Kiki, and now I'm I'm performing, singing jazz. I'm tap dancing. I'm singing with the symphony. I'm going to do rock and roll. I'm doing Joni Mitchell. I write my own songs. You know, it's really, and I have a whole other life with horses, where I do natural horsemanship. It's equine therapy, and I help people kind of be more centered and present and enjoy that moment. You know, instead of being in the past and the future.
I do just want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we're talking with Kiki Epson. We're talking about her life right now. I mean, wow, I love when, you know, you can have a conversation, you get to know people and kind of all the twists and turns of our life, because
right.
that's really what it is. We all have chapters. And it's interesting, you were talking about, you know, finding this chest. And I literally am down to like my last couple days of cleaning out my mom. My mom passed away suddenly last year. And I've spent a year unfolding her home, and there was times that I thought, oh, I'm just gonna dump this box, and I thought, and I find pictures or letters, or my mom or my grandmother were writing a book, and I'm like, how could somebody not? And let me tell you, I don't know. Did you have to clean out his house, or how did you
well,
find that chest?
I found that chest in my mother's house. My parents had split up decades before, but this box got lost, and it had his script from Born to Dance, his songbook from The Wizard of Oz, as well as so many other scripts and photographs and playbills, and all these letters from the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. So I'm reading these, and I'm just in the 30s, where he's talking about working with Shirley Temple and how you know, what an incredible child she was, but she was a ball buster, you know. So it was like really interesting inside.
Did you keep
stuff.
All the scripts?
I didn't keep. He had all the scripts. I have a few.
Okay.
He had. I have a couple.
Because I have all the scripts from my mom, and I'm wondering. You know, it's like.
I have some hillbilly stuff and some Barnaby Jones, but
yeah.
I have the Red Skelton Show and Dinah Shore and Danny Kaye.
Yeah,
and
isn't that
Danny
amazing?
Thomas.
Wow.
So I learned so much about. I developed compassion and empathy for my parents. What much later. You know, because when we were growing up, it's all like, you do it my way. And I'm like, I'm not going to do it your way. And I'm going to go do this. And
what
so there's
kind
a
of
lot
child
of
were you?
Strong.
Okay.
independent. Yeah. Willful. Sturdy. You know, we're Viking stock. So, you know, and I'm a Capricorn. So you combine those
I'm
two.
I'm a Capricorn. When's your birthday?
January 14th.
Okay. And I'm December 27th.
Ah,
okay.
See? Capricorns, we're just strong.
We have a goal. We set it. We go
do.
Get it. And
we thrive in the lighter part of our life. We're like that, you know, the turtle that just gradually climbs. And so at this stage in my life, I'm more productive, more centered, happier, more balanced than I've ever been in my entire life.
Are you married?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have children?
No.
Okay.
No. I just remarried my ex-husband.
Okay, I love that. You know what? I have to say, that's a whole other conversation.
It's a whole other show.
But you know what? I have to say, if you can last long enough with your marriage, okay,
uh-huh.
or, you know, maybe obviously you got a divorce and then came back, right?
Right.
Or did you guys get a divorce? It's interesting. I'm kind of learning this because, you know, in the beginning when you're just raising your children and when you're trying to get your career together, right, mm-hmm. we don't have a lot of patience.
Right.
And then if you can kind of hang out, my husband and I are like kind of like, hey, you know what? You're actually pretty laid back. Okay, we'll just, you know, yeah. and it's just.
You just reach another level. And we had to separate acceptance. To do that when it was really good for both of us. That was 7 years. And then we just kind of.
Did you hit the 7 year itch?
No, no. Okay. We just, it was just you know, another show.
Okay, got it. Okay, got it. Okay, yeah.
No, but the point is we grew up, you know. Yeah.
And you still had respect and love for each other.
We did. He switched careers. We met in the music business. He's now a fireman. You know,
oh my God, he really changed.
It really changed, and we just grew up and found out what was important. And now I have such support, you know, in everything that I do with my new programs because my new shows. I spent 25 years in the music business playing keyboards for other artists, so this is a big switch to be in front on stage. It's all about me.
I like it. I like it as a Capricorn. I like that. Right. Well, you know what? I know we need to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us? We haven't even touched the surface. I love this. I love that. Okay, I do want to give away some stuff here. And of course, we already have Surf and Suds Beer Festival, and that's happening in Carpinteria. We've got a couple pairs of tickets, and that's happening August 12th. Of course, we've got tickets for you, and we would love to share those with you. That's this weekend, and it starts between 11:30, 12:30, and all the way till 5. We've got Kiki CDs that are happening, and we've got them right here. And of course, Kiki Epson, and it's all about the music of Joni Mitchell, one of my favorites. And we're going to find out a little bit more about that. I've got some Camarillo, Wings of Camarillo Air Show tickets, and that is happening Saturday and Sunday, August 19th and 20th. And we've got tickets for that. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. I do want to give a shout out. And of course, we always have tickets. Of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. If you're just joining us, Rubicon Theater Company presents On the Town. And everyone who comes to New York City has a different expectation and a plan on their stay. So this is going to be a great one. And of course, that's that's happening August 4th through August 12th. And we have a couple pairs of tickets. So if you call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008, I'd love to share those with you. All right, we are talking with Kiki Epson. How'd you get that name, Kiki? Is that your real name or is that...
No, that's my nickname. Okay. My real name is Kirsten.
Kirsten, oh, beautiful. I love that.
Thank you. My parents liked it too, and they tried to call me Kirsten when I was a little girl, and I said, Kiki.
Kiki?
Kiki.
Okay.
And they went, okay, Kiki it
that's
is.
That's funny. My name's really Kimberly, and my mom would call me Kimmy, you know? So, yeah, I kind of like, now I'm like, just call me Kimmy, you know? But so that's kind of what how it started, right? So let's talk. We're kind of leading into your next chapter of your life, and you've got so many things going on. Why Joni Mitchell?
Well, she's amazing, but it's more than that. I feel a real connection to her music. Obviously, the songs she writes, I feel her emotions. Her melodies are very evocative, and I'm actually very influenced in my own songwriting by her melodies. My sister Bonnie had brought her record home to me when I was about 9 years old, her first record, and said, "Oh, you've got to check her out," you know. And I was like, "Oh, okay." So I fell in love with it, and there's a song called Michael from Mountains, which is one of my favorite songs, and it stayed with me. I wasn't like a Joni freak or anything. I just woke up 2 years ago on New Year's Day and went, some voice said, you have to play Joni Mitchell music. I went, okay, and I followed it, and I found through trial and error the right band of musicians. And 2 years later, you know, it's just on fire. We have great reviews. People love it. It's hard to play. Not everybody plays it, you know, because it's difficult music. It's difficult to find band members that, you know, really want to dig into those arrangements.
And so it seems like you've kind of put a whole new lifestyle together for yourself.
Yes.
Okay, talk to us about that, because I find that really inspirational. It's almost like that next chapter, you know, you're halfway through. I don't want to say it like that,
I'm
over
50.
I'll
admit it.
But what an inspiration that. So where did you get that from? How did your life change, or was there ever a point where you were low and you had to pick yourself back up?
Yes, absolutely. I 3 years ago lost a job. You know, basically, I've been a sideman for 25 years. I keep playing keyboards with really big names, and my last client basically decided to change the band completely and sort of abruptly let me go. And then the guy I was dating dumped me.
Okay.
Basically, so after life, 4 years.
So life changed for you.
And I just felt so old and obsolete. And like, and then on the other hand, these new ideas were brewing. So there's the surface of, oh, nobody likes me, you know, but that's not really the case. There's opportunity that you just need to explore.
So kind of like when one door closes, another one opens.
Absolutely.
Right?
And they were overlaid, like this idea of doing a jazz record for my father. Well, now I've got all the time in the world to do it. So I hit the ground running. I went on a spiritual journey after my breakup, which blossomed me into this. I mean, I got my yoga certification. I went on these retreats, these vocal improvisation retreats in Hawaii and Montreal. I just traveled and really got into my creative
soul side. Searching.
Yeah. And it opened me up to channel the forces of creativity that are all around us. It's universal energy. We can just grab it whenever we want if we get out of the way. So that was that. And
so
then
do
these
you
ideas.
Meditate?
Yeah, I meditate and do yoga almost every day, and I hike. Those are the things.
By yourself?
With my dogs.
With your dog. Love our dogs. Yes, love our
dogs.
Dogs. Yeah. And I know that you just did Paw Works. Did you adopt a dog?
Not from them, no.
Okay.
We've just mutual friends hooked us up. But I have three rescue dogs and six rescued horses and a goat and a cat. And, you know.
Oh, okay. So
and I'm down. I'm down a little bit. Usually I have more animals than that.
And you ride horses,
and
obviously.
I ride horses, yeah. I ride and do natural horsemanship. So so I had that, and then these ideas started brewing to do my dad's show, you know, which we talked about. And then the next year it was like, do Joni. And I didn't know where it was going to lead me. But what I think it did is it allowed me to not only showcase my voice in a way through music that people know, but people are so in love with Joni Mitchell's music, but they don't get to hear it anymore because sadly Joni hasn't been able to play live. So I'm just out there not trying to be Joni. I don't even She doesn't even have to come to the show, although she's welcome to. But I just
want. Does she know that you're doing
it? She knows we're doing it, yeah.
Do you have to get permission?
Not to play live. You would if you were going to record it or like I have, I have, licenses to do the CD, right. And if you were going to do a video or something.
Right.
But no, in fact, her official site lists all of our shows. They encourage Joni Mitchell, they have all the resources to learn her songs and all the news about her. It's the JoniMitchell.com official
site. Did you
site.
Ever meet her?
I met her once about 25 years ago at Don Henley's house at a birthday party for him. And there was a million people there. And I just found myself eating across the table from her. And my first record had just come out and I had painted the cover and, I was all excited. And, she really wasn't that interested.
She wasn't that interested. Yeah, that's funny.
But, there were a lot of people there. There were a lot of distractions, but I it's the only time I ever met her.
Yeah. Wow. So where is this going to be and how do we invite all of our guests in?
Oh, well, we are doing a show at Bogey's here in Westlake Village, okay. September 17th.
Okay.
And that's a Sunday. It shows at 7 o'clock. And you can get tickets on KikiEpson.com. You can get tickets at Bogey's.com.
Right.
And it's going to be great. We have a wonderful band, Grant Geisman on guitar, Terry Wallman. Grant Geisman played with Chuck Mangione, did the Feel So Good solo. He's kind of an icon. And then Steve Lawrence on bass and Matt Starr on the drums. And we do everything from those early blue, Joni Mitchell records, just piano vocal, all the way to LA Express, where we're doing a lot of like the band, like in France, they kiss on Main Street and Free Man in Paris. And we do Black Crow, which is a little bit later. And so it's high energy all the way to the intimacy of just piano vocal or piano guitar. Beautiful show. You can watch video on my website. If you go to my website, everything you ever wanted to know about this show is there.
Give out your website. What is your website?
It's KikiEbson.com. KikiEbson.com.
Okay. Also, your new CD. Let's talk about that for a little bit. I know that you've got cool songs on there, and it's actually called Cool Songs,
it's
right?
Cool Songs, yes.
Tell us a little bit about that. How new is that?
That is really new. I recorded it probably 2 months ago in my living room, and I wanted to capture the songwriter moment, where the songwriter might sit and just play and sing the song on piano. So it's just piano vocal, all one takes, no edits, no tuning. And I really wanted that emotional moment of hearing the song all the way through. Because a lot of music these days is so polished and so fixed and so perfect. I just wanted you to believe
to be
you were
real,
sitting in my living room. There's an outtake of my cat jumping up on the bench, interrupting one of my takes. Had to
put
him on.
Do you do all this at your own home?
I did this. Some stuff I do in other studios. I did my Scarecrow sessions in New York with a bunch of jazz musicians. But I'm equipped at home to do it. And I love just playing. Ideally, I like being in my living room. I live on a ranch in a beautiful old adobe house. And it just sounds great in the living room and on my piano. And I get to sing. And my dogs get to sleep around me.
How long have you been playing the piano?
A long time. Probably started when I was about 4.
Did you teach yourself?
I taught myself to play because I wanted to write. I wanted to play the things I heard in my head. Then I did get piano lessons. And eventually I did become very technical, got into the, more of the classical, played classical before for a while. But I really just love to play and write. It's more of an escape. It was just a way to get away from whatever was bothering me. I just went into the music.
I just want to say one, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for sharing your CDs. And I can't wait to see your show. And I hope my listeners all join us there. Because you shared that you went through a change, what would you want to tell my listeners if they were going through a hard time in their life and they have, like we said at the beginning of the show, every day is a new gift. How would you tell them to go about going through that and to where you are today, just on fire and,
I would breathe a lot, in and out. I would appreciate these moments. I would meditate. I would find a yoga class. I just think it is one of the best
things
in the world because it just makes you stop for an hour or 90 minutes to appreciate where you are. And then those ideas will pop up, but they can't pop up in a cloudy stream. You have to be still in order to see the bottom of the lake. And that's where the gems are, you know? And believe it, if something is nagging at you that you need to do, that you're afraid of, if you're afraid of it, do it. That's the key.
Oh, I like that. You gotta do it if it terrifies you.
I didn't know if I could tap dance again. You know, I hadn't tap danced in 40 years. Got up there and just did it. And it was terrifying. You know, it's terrifying to try new things, but you can't learn anything in your comfort zone. You have to be uncomfortable.
I love that advice. Kiki Epson, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We so appreciate you being here. All right, we are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Geraldine Saunders, and we're going to be talking about the Love Boat. So again, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I'd love to give away some Rolling Pin donuts, a dozen donuts, the best in Ventura County in Camarillo. And all you have to do is call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Michael wakes you up with sweets. He takes you up streets when the rain comes down. Sidewalk market's locked up tight and umbrellas bright near the gray background. There's oil in the puddles and taffeta patterns that run down the drain in colored arrangements that Michael will change with a stick that he's found.
Saturday and Sunday, August 19th and 20th, enjoy a day honoring veterans as the Camarillo Wings Association hosts the 37th annual Wings Over Camarillo Air Show, presented by California Aeronautical University. Come meet Lieutenant Colonel Robert Friend, one of the surviving Tuskegee Airmen known as the Red Tail. Stop by the veterans tent to take photos and talk to all the heroes. There'll be flight demonstrations featuring military fighters, bombers, and transports, aerobatic acts by racing legend Vicky Benzing, local pilots Judy Phelps and Sammy Mason. Kids, check out the STEM Pavilion to learn more about drones, see the local high school robots in action, or play with the many interactive displays. There's also a classic car display and parade. It's a full day of fun for the entire family.
It's open at 9 a.m. Parking is free
with shuttle service to the gate.
Kids 12 and under are free.
For online ticket specials and more information, go to wingsovercamarillo.com. So August 19th and 20th, don't miss the Wings Over Camarillo Air Show at the Camarillo Airport.
Roger that.
Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks presents the 6th Annual Brew Fest. You'll never have more fun donating to charity than at the Thousand Oaks Brew Fest. Experience over 19 craft breweries, along with local restaurants and live music by the well-known Southern California band Injun. This exciting event takes place at the Conejo Creek North Lakeside Park, a relaxing oasis behind the well-known Thousand Oaks Library, and the perfect location to enjoy your afternoon. Come join us for some amazing craft beer and meet local brewers that put their heart and soul into making the best beers in the county. We look forward to seeing you there. For more information, visit www.tobrewfest.com. That's www.tobrewfest.com.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to tell you about Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks. And of course, they're presenting their 6th annual Brew Fest. And that is happening over at the Conejo Creek North Lakeside Park. And it's really relaxing. It's right behind the Thousand Oaks Library. And we've got tickets. That's happening Thursday, August 24th from 4 to 8. We'd love to get some of our listeners there. So give us a call. And of course, that number is 805-419-0008. Our next guest is Geraldine Saunders, and we're going to be talking about the Love Boat. Geraldine, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Great. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are and why the Love Boat.
I was a fashion model for 20 years. I modeled my daughter's way to college. And then I was getting a little bored with that, and I was invited to do a fashion show on a ship, a three-day cruise. And then I noticed that the hostess was just introducing the people to the captain and wearing pretty clothes. I thought, gee, I could do that. So I kept writing and writing, and after about, because my mail outweighed anyone else, I guess, they called me for an interview. And I worked on that ship for 10 years. We worked 7 days a week, 11 months a year. And while I was there, I would be writing home saying, you won't believe what happened today. And my mother saved the letters, and I had an agent who mailed them to a publisher in New York, and they said, yes, they'd like me to send a couple of chapters in. And I didn't want to write, but anyway, I did. And so my autobiography is called The Love Boat. And then I wrote a treatment in life that thought it should be made into a film, registered with the Writers Guild. And everybody can do that. It doesn't cost any money. It's just like $10. And you don't have to be a member. They'll protect your idea. So I mailed my manuscript to the Times here in Los Angeles. And the columnist wrote the, you know, about my manuscript. And so there was a cocktail party that night, and Doug Kramer and Aaron Spelling were there, and they decided to make a pilot. So it was very successful. That was in September. Then we went to another pilot in December. And then Aaron Spelling had changed some of the Christmas cruise. And it was so successful that we went into series, and it lasted for 10 years. And it was very wholesome, and it made everyone feel happy and good feeling with it. And now, because it doesn't have excess sex or extra violence, it's the easiest film to syndicate, and now it's in 122 countries.
Wow. Geraldine, I do want to remind anybody of our listeners that are just tuning in, waking up with us, that we are talking with Geraldine Saunders and, of course, her book, The Love Boat. But it really is like more your life is the love boat, right?
Yes, yes.
Were Julie you married McCoy. When you were on that boat?
Jody McCoy on there. I always tell everyone I'm the real McCoy because that's the job I used to have.
Right. Now, were you married when you were on there?
No, I was single.
Okay.
But I got married, and my late husband died in 2003.
Oh, okay.
And so I've been writing a lot of books since then.
So what other books have you written?
Well, there's a trilogy called Frisco Lady, and it's a love story.
Okay.
And then I also wrote a book on nutrition. It's called Hypoglycemia, the disease your doctor won't treat.
Right. And now, do you have hypoglycemia?
Yes. Okay. I know how to take care of it.
Right. Well, my mom actually had that. So it's almost like when you don't eat, right? You get a little shaky?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what's one of your biggest tips for that one?
Stay away from sugar.
Oh, so it's the
caffeine.
Sugar is the culprit again, right?
Yeah, sugar and caffeine.
Okay. And now let me ask you a question. So obviously I've only been on one cruise in my whole life. And here, how many cruises had you been on?
I couldn't count them so many because I worked 7 days a week, 11 months a year for 10 years.
And what did you do on the ship?
I was the hostess for 2 years. in those days, we had one hostess on every ship.
Wow.
There weren't very many ships until I created the TV series. Now there's a lot of new ones, and some of them carry even 6,000 passengers.
Wow. And so you actually created the Love Boat.
Yes.
Wow. That's really interesting. And now the characters that were the characters, did they match what you kind of like how you had thought of them or how you had, you know, perceived them to be?
Yes. Okay. And we were fortunate enough to find these unknown, most of them were unknown actors. Now they really were lucky. We were lucky to have them. And now I see them once in a while. And we had a 40th reunion. No, it was a 50th reunion for Princess Cruises.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, let me ask you a question, Geraldine, and thank you again for being here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Where haven't you been? What are your favorite places? You visited all over the world, but where have you not been?
Well, I haven't been to Dubai, but I write an astrology column now.
Yeah, I saw that. I wanted to talk to you about that. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
But so let's, because I want to go into that too. But so where, I mean, you've been everywhere, obviously, that cruises can take you.
Yes.
Did you, are you still cruising?
I go about 4 times a year. I lecture on cruise ships.
Really? And what do you lecture about?
I have 11 lectures on 11 different subjects. Astrology, graphology, numerology, palmistry, and the four seasons color concept. And mostly they like the lecture that I called The Love Boat.
The Love Boat. So, okay, so what would you be talking about if you were doing the lecture of The Love Boat? Is that, have fun cruising?
I just like to tell people how it's the best way to have a vacation. We found out now that most ships are filled with people who've sailed before. Once you have that kind of vacation on the ship, you don't want to do anything else because you don't have to pack and unpack when you get to the ferry.
I hear that is one of the biggest things.
Yeah.
And then yet you can go to all the different ports, right?
Yeah.
And yet
yeah.
you just come back into your room.
Yes. Well, you have a wonderful time on board. And if you're single, a woman doesn't have to worry about being alone because it's very safe.
Right.
And so you're having a good time. You feel protective. And then when you get to port, you can go on the tours or go by yourself. And some of the ships now, at my suggestion, hire gentlemen to come on board and dance with the ladies. But the thing is, they have to keep getting new men because a lot of them get married to these ladies.
So it's a really good matchmaking thing.
Yeah.
Wow, I love that. So again, okay, so what would be the biggest secret that you found on a cruising ship?
The secret would be, to make sure you get on board. And I think if they follow the cruise director, because he's in charge of your morale. And if you have the right attitude that you're going to have fun and everybody loves you, you think if the world were like this, there wouldn't be any wars. Everybody accepts everybody on the ship.
Mm, I love that. I love that. Is there a certain ship that you like to go on usually?
Well, I haven't been on the Crystal Cruises, but they're really posh. But I lecture on business cruises mostly, and sometimes I work for P&O, different ships and different companies, and I really enjoy it because I feel as though I'm helping people have a good time.
I love it. And now, what about the food? That's like an endless.
Yes, the food on the ships are just great, and you don't have to gain weight on your ship. Just stay away from too much sugar.
Yeah.
And just stay away from the caffeine.
Easy for you to say, Geraldine.
Pardon?
I said easy for you to say, right?
Well, Well, not easy. Yeah. I crave sweets too, but if you don't want to gain weight, you can eat as much mashed potatoes and gravy and meat and vegetables you want. And you don't have to count calories, because it isn't how many calories, it's what kind of calories. If you stay away from the ones that have high...
Stay away from what?
If you stay away from the things that have too much sugar in them,
right,
you won't gain weight.
So you think it's just the sugar?
Yeah, that sugar is so...
Wow, okay. Geraldine, will you stay with us? Because I want to talk to you about your horoscope column and some of your numerology.
All right.
Okay, great. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I would love to tell you about Boots and Brews Country Music Festival. And that is coming up Sunday, September 17th. And we will be having tickets. And so put that on your calendar because we want you to be able to go to that. Also, I want to make sure that you're saving the date for making strides against breast cancer, and that is October 7th. And October 7th is the Thousand Oaks one, and then Ventura is October 14th. So I'd love to see all of you out there. With that, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to take a really quick break, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Saturday and Sunday, August 19th and 20th, enjoy a day honoring veterans as the Camarillo Wings Association hosts the 37th annual Wings Over Camarillo Air Show, presented by California Aeronautical University. Come meet Lieutenant Colonel Robert Friend, one of the surviving Tuskegee Airmen known as the Red Tail. Stop by the veterans tent to take photos and talk to all the heroes. There'll be flight demonstrations featuring military fighters, bombers, and transports. Aerobatic acts by racing legend Vicky Benzing, local pilots Judy Phelps and Sammy Mason. Kids, check out the STEM Pavilion to learn more about drones, see the local high school robots in action, or play with the many interactive displays. There's also a classic car display and parade. It's a full day of fun for the entire family. It's open at 9 a.m. Parking is free with shuttle service to the gate. Kids 12 and under are free. For online ticket specials and more information, go to wingsovercamarillo.com. So August 19th and 20th, don't miss the Wings Over Camarillo Air Show at the Camarillo Airport.
Roger that.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to remind you that we will be here till 8 o'clock. And on our next show, we have David Welday and his book, Shaping Your Family Story. And then I got Cecilia, and she is going to be talking about the Camarillo Chamber, the 9th Annual Chili Cook-Off. That is happening, and we've got tickets. So stay with us all the way through to the 8 o'clock hour. Right now, we're talking with Geraldine Saunders, and we're talking about the Love Boat, created and thought of was through Geraldine, and I love the music. Thank you, Tom. But you have a lot of hats that you wore, Geraldine, and now you actually do a syndicated horoscope column for many years now. Tell us a little bit about that.
All right, it's project 365 days a year, and Tribune Media is my who I work for, and it's sent all around the world every day, and I say it's even in Dubai every morning.
Wow. What got you interested in doing horoscope, or is that how you live your life?
Well, I used to have a lunch show where I modeled it on a store called iMagazine a long time ago. And one of the people that were having lunch when I was modeling, I had written a thank you note because they sent chocolates backstage. And I wrote a thank you note to this doctor. And he said, "That was your hand, Randy?" And he told me all about myself. It was incredible. And so I said, "Oh, I'd love to be able to do that." He said, "Well, I don't need my study books anymore. I'll give them to you." So I read those books and learned how to do graphology because everybody, that's your brain talking. And no two people will work right exactly alike. It's like your fingerprint.
Wow.
Yes, it's amazing. And so I learned really how to do graphology. So then I would go into a bookstore to get more books on graphology. And it was always near the horoscope section. So I sort of got into that. And then I realized that your handwriting and your birth date, and I do face reading also.
Face?
All,
did you say all, face reading?
Yes.
How? What's face reading? I've never heard of that.
Yes, it's the ancient Chinese art of analyzing character through the features of the face. So now I'm going to be doing readings for Buddy Hackett's widow. She has a party every year, and she invites a lot of celebrities and stars. And she has me reading poems. I've been doing it for about 6 years now. And it's amazing. I get a two-minute, I think I quickly look at their handwriting and their birth date and their face, and I quickly give a forecast for in 2 minutes. So everybody signed up, and I just do all her guests.
200 guests. So they have to be in front of you, correct?
No, yes. No, I do it on radio shows just if I just had a birthday.
Okay, so can you do mine?
Yes, what is your birthday?
Okay, 12/27, and then do you need the year?
12/27, just a second. 12/27. This year, it's a good year to keep your nose to the grindstone because there's something coming together. Because you should take care of your papers this year, your luggage, clean out your drawers, because next year you won't have time for that. There's something forming. And when New Year's Eve, you go come into a different cycle, and you're in a wonderful cycle next year, because there's something forming and coming together next year. And this is a preparation year.
So this is a preparation year.
Yes, and next year is going to be your power year.
Really?
Yes. Are you married?
I am.
Uh-huh. You have children?
I do.
Oh, gosh. If you give me the children's birthday, I can tell you about them, too. You can always call me here at home.
Okay, I would love that. And I even have grandchildren.
Oh, aren't you in love, aren't you?
Yeah. So when you say a preparation year, I'm preparing for a big deal.
Yes. It's coming together.
Okay.
It's forming.
Okay. I like that. I like how you're talking. Okay. And so let me ask you a question. If you could, how do you say, you don't seem to age. Okay. So what's your secret? Of staying young and beautiful.
I'm going to be 94.
94. God bless you. That is amazing.
And I go dancing. I still dance and I garden.
So what's your secret for my listeners?
It's just staying away from sugar. Sugar eventually gives you rheumatoid or arthritis and stuff like that. And heaven knows what else. You stay away from sugar. And if you don't feel perfect with it, stay away from the caffeine.
So caffeine and sugar.
Yeah.
And you don't usually have those?
I just don't ever use it. Even the 10 years I was on the ship, I never had a dessert because I wanted to stay well.
I love it. I love it. Geraldine, a pleasure talking with you. And thank you so much for, being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. I hope that you share my show with lots of people out there. And thank you for your gift of being here.
God bless you, dear.
Thank you so much.
All right.
We are just finishing up our first show. And, of course, we've got a whole nother hour. But I would love to always end my show with a moment of happiness. Be happy for a reason. Like a child, if you are happy for a reason, you're in trouble because that reason can be taken from you. With that, stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. It's on.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body.